You are listening to Thoom, the retro comic book show.
Welcome to Thoom. This is Reviewer Day. Today's comic book to be review is The Siege. Well, actually, it's not The Siege from Marvel Comics. It's one of the crossover books that is linked to The Siege. New Avengers 63 and 64, which is related to the Siege, the crossover event from 2 years ago, where Norman Osborn and Hammer took over for S.H.I.E.L.D. Instead of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Avengers looking over the world, it's Norman Osborn's, basically the Thunderbolts, but he calls them the Dark Avengers. Bad guys. Imagine if all the Avengers and S.H.I.E.L.D. were bad guys, headed by the craziest bad guy of all. Then, yeah, that's not good for the rest of us. But the heroes are fighting back. And this story is about them, the siege on Asgard by all the bad guys. And, of course, they can't tell the actual story of the siege. It has to be an ancillary story or a side story. And basically, we just see a bunch of carnage and battling between the Avengers and the Dark Avengers and little quips here and there. But the main story, we keep cutting back and forth between the fight scenes and a long talk, husband-wife talk between Luke Cage and his wife about his baby, about him, or they're taking care of their baby in their home, in their hotel room. And he's talking about quitting the Avengers. Actually, she's talking about she wants him to quit the Avengers. And he's like, okay, I got to at least do this one more fight. I got to fight with them against Norman Osborn. We got to defeat them. And he doesn't want to quit, actually. He wants to, you know, he's thinking once this is over, once the siege is over, he can go and get a regular job at the Avengers as a official Avenger, and that he could take care of his family. But she just doesn't want him to be involved with this siege at all. And all it is just a domestic, you know, a domestic disagreement or a domestic, people talking about their future with their kid. It's boring. Okay, interspliced, of course, with fights like Luke Cage versus Venom, which is entertaining, of course, and the Hood once again bringing his crew of bad guys to fight. And it's basically a relationship book because it concentrates, it goes in between all the senseless violence to Luke Cage and his wife and senseless violence to Clint Barton and Mockingbird, and it has him all goo-goo gaga over her. Yeah, so the story was only okay. It wasn't me worth getting the dollar pack, which is what I got. I got 2 $1 packs that had 8 comics in it. You know, this wasn't that great at all. Okay, and then the next one, 64. What was that about? Here's another one I couldn't read. Okay, this looks from the bad guy's point of view, and basically most of the comic, of course, it's not have nothing to do with the actual siege going on. It's just a long business negotiation between the Hood and Norman Osborn. And of course, the Hood and his crew. Oh yeah, after they negotiate that the Hood will work for Norman Osborn, and he will get his crew of bad guys to help, you know, fortify Norman's army of Dark Avengers. After that, then he has to convince more bad guys to work for him. Now, because it's bad guys and there's underhandedness and people arguing and fighting, then automatically that makes it better than the previous issue. So, again, this is okay. It shows you how the Hood and his men get hoodwinked. But not by Norman Osborn. He gets hoodwinked by Loki. And it shows another relationship. But this is a relationship between the Hood and Madam Mask. which is, I think is pretty good, pretty interesting. Overall, these two comic books, average, they get a 2.5 stars. That's been my review of New Avengers 63 and 64. Check out the website. Go to iTunes and subscribe to us at Doom Comic Review. Leave me a 5-star rating over there. Oh yeah, you can contact me at blackpun2000@yahoo.com or comment on the post on this post on zoomcast.blogspot.com, the website. Until next time, peace.